Two strange weirdos I met in college became quick friends, and they love to travel, so they left the country and moved to Ireland. But now they're back trying to figure out life, and they're a hot mess. The Cadawamplas.
Oh no. Is it gonna help with the breathing?
Yep. Hi, everybody.
Hello.
We're the Cadawamplers. That's Tavinia.
That's Maggie.
We're both having kind of rough days.
Yep.
So, sorry if we're a little low energy today.
Yep. I am home with a stomach flu. No. Stomach bug? Oh, God. Something's wrong with my stomach.
There's much vomiting involved.
Yep.
I got rejected for a car loan, so... There's that. I think Tavinia probably wins, but I'm really bummed.
Yeah. This is not a contest I want to win.
That's true. There are no winners here.
Yep. So, today, we're going to get real with food. Yep. In particular, vegan and vegetarianism.
Yep.
Because we both practice some form of it.
Yeah. I would say that today I referred to it to one of my coworkers as a part-time vegetarian. I feel like that's the best description. I tried to be vegetarian for environmental reasons, but like if somebody's grandma's offering me a piece of chicken, that's
ew.
That's gross.
You don't want that. Okay.
No, I definitely don't want that. But if somebody's grandma's offering me a piece of chicken, I'm not going to say no because I'm not an asshole.
And I like to call myself a vegetarian because, for multiple reasons. One, sometimes it's very hard to find options out that are vegan inclusive. And also sometimes I'm just tired. I don't want to look for it. Yep. So then I just choose vegetarian. Although, I've had chicken a couple times. So, here we are. Typically, I have chicken when I am super hungover or really sad. So
when else would you need it? I mean, really?
Yeah. Yep. But I have still not had any red meat or anything like that. Because honestly, now at this point, the thought of it makes me want to vomit.
Yeah, I the only time same. I have not had red meat since I went vegetarian. I've been vegetarian for it'll be 2 years in July, so like a year and a half almost. Or ish. Where was I going with this? Oh, the only time that I've eaten red meat was... So I'm also a sucker for cheap food. And I was at work, and my coworker who sits next to me was like, hey girl, like I'm going to McDonald's, and their burgers are like, buy one, get one for a quarter. Do you want my quarter burger? And I was like, yes, I do. So I went to McDonald's and got a quarter pounder with cheese, and then my body was like, no ma'am. Mm-hmm. So... That was fun.
So, I feel like we should maybe go back a little bit and say what, like, led us to this type of eating lifestyle. Because we didn't come out of the womb just wanting fucking lettuce.
Yep.
And...
Definitely not.
My parents, like, I didn't grow up in a household that practices this at all. If anything, they think I'm really strange.
Yep.
So, do you want to say yours first?
Sure. So we had moved, we were already in Ireland, and my entire life, I've never been a big red meat person. Like, my mom tells stories about when I was a kid, and I remember it too, sitting at the dinner table, and my mom was one of those, like, you're gonna sit here until your plate is clear kind of moms, and I remember she would make, like, roast beef or, you know, whatever, like, red meat, and I would keep putting bites in my mouth, but I would just like chew it forever. I would never swallow it. Like I could never make myself swallow it. And she said she remembers that like by the end of dinner, I would just have like a giant like baseball size wad of meat in my cheek like a fucking chipmunk. And eventually she would just tell me to go spit it out in the trash can. So like I've never really been a big red meat person. And then for most of my adult life, I've always said that I could be vegetarian if it wasn't for chicken. And then when we were in Ireland, I was kind of like, all right, little bitch, like, stop talking shit and just fucking do it. So that was part of it. Partly also because we were really poor, and I've talked about this before, it was quite literally choosing alcohol over food. So I was also just too poor to buy meat and was living off rice and beans anyway, so wasn't that big of a leap. My main motivation, though, I would say at this point is just my carbon footprint. I'm trying to do everything I can to reduce my carbon emissions. So,
did you ever do that thing as a kid where, like, you would stick it in your cheek and then ask to go to the bathroom?
No, I think I just
did that shit all the time.
I just squirreled it away until my mom told me to spit it out.
I would just plop it under my tongue and be like, can I use the restroom? And then pretend like I'm peeing. And then just pop the food out. But you can only do it so many times so they'll catch on.
Yeah, yeah.
So you just had a lot of food in there.
It's disgusting.
I do that shit all the time.
Kids are gross.
Yeah. But smart.
Smart, yep, but gross.
And so I chose, well, yeah, when Maggie was doing it in Ireland, I was like, okay, I'm going to keep eating all this meat. Which is a funny thing we'll talk about later.
Yeah.
People who, yeah, anyways.
People's reactions.
Yeah. I mentioned this before in one of these damn episodes of when I came back, I went to the doctor and the doctor told me I was the healthiest I've ever been. And I realized it has to definitely contribute to the eating in Europe, along with having to walk every fucking where. But, like, the food there is just much, it doesn't have as much crap in it as our food does here.
Yeah.
And the portions are smaller and just a lot of different things. And so I just realized how good I felt when I was eating that food. And when I came back here, I had a food tour that I wanted to complete, which was me eating all the foods that I used to eat before I left and wasn't available in Europe. And I was, like, doing my food tour, and I was like, this doesn't taste as good as it used to. Like, it's just not as good. I'm not craving it as much. If anything, it makes me feel sick. And so I decided, I was like, you know what? We're just going to skip past vegetarian and just go full-blown vegan. And I was doing really good for maybe, like, a month. And then I was like, you know what? Maybe let's just squeeze some vegetarianism in there. And, yeah, that's right. Vegetarian, yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and it works pretty well. I do feel much better. And so, like, even on those times when I cheat and I have some chicken, I usually can't finish it all because I'm like, oh, God, this is horrible. But, I mean, it kind of, like, satiates that feeling for a bit. But I just feel better. I'm not doing it for anything nice. I'm not doing it for carbon footprint or to save the animals. I just like how I feel when I eat like that. And I don't know, there's like, God, I hate being around other people that are vegan or vegetarian or vegetarian because they're so damn judgy. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, you're not a true whatever. And like, look at you eating that. There's one person I have in mind right now. But like,
Do I know this person?
Yes, you do. I just feel like it's,
is it me?
No, it's not you. Okay. Obviously not you. You're not sticking to yours either. So I was like, take a look in the mirror, bitch. No, it's just, I'm doing it because I feel good. I'm so terrible, but I'm not doing it for the animals. And even if I was doing it for the animals, I was talking to another person who is vegan. And she said that, I think like the CEO or someone of PETA, either the PETA? I think it was PETA, said that if you have a cheat day and you eat like meat once, you're still doing a whole lot better for the world by not eating it all the time. Like, sometimes your body just can't be forced to automatically make those changes. And I know some people have to make those changes for medical reasons, like they have to cut out all the other stuff, but for those that are like, oh, look at you, meat is murder, and like, whatever, chill out.
Well, yeah, so, and I think that's why I give myself a little bit of grace with being a part-time vegetarian is because I'm still doing more than the average bear, like, for the environment, so.
Yes. So.
I was taking an Instagram video. It's shitty, though.
Oh. Also, I'm going to go ahead and apologize now because I just heard a little clip of myself, and I can hear my breathing very loudly. And that's kind of embarrassing. And then given the sickness right now, I know it's only much, much worse. So
it's okay. I'll edit out your breathing.
Thanks. Because I snort a little bit. Gross. So yeah, that's kind of why we chose those things. Now, on the topic of people, when you decide to go up this lifestyle.
Oh my god. Easily the hardest part of being vegetarian or vegan is other people's reactions. Maybe not the hardest, but the most annoying by far.
I just don't get it.
I don't get it.
I mean, maybe you tell me. Was I like that when you decided to go vegetarian? Was
no.
I like... Okay. It's just so interesting how people feel like you're taking away meat from them.
Yeah.
And it's just like, wait, no, I didn't say your name at all. I didn't say you had to do that. I said meat. No, nothing about you. Like, so, and I make fun of her for it, and she knows I did, but my housemate, Stevie, I was making some type of vegan meal. I think it was with, I don't remember. I made something. And I was like, oh, yeah, you should try it. And she was like, no, no, I like my bacon. I was like, wait.
Wait, but, what? Nobody said anything about bacon.
No, bacon wasn't mentioned. And I was like, no, it's fine. Just try it. She's like, no, no, no. I like my meat. I like my meat the way it is. And I'm like, okay. But you could just try this thing for... She was like, it took forever. And we finally compromised on like, she was like, I'll try a bite of yours off of your plate. Almost like she was having an affair, like, against me. And I'm like... Huh. It's okay. We won't tell.
Yeah. And like, nobody's going to tell your bacon dealer. God.
Yeah. It was just very, I don't know. I don't know if she thought maybe I was trying to convert her or like, but I'm just like, no, just expand your palate. And so it's just very interesting of people get so up in arms when you don't eat, even at my office, when they do like little potluck thingies or whatever. And I kind of like skim around and find the different food or whatever or if I do get it and I like, you know, pick something out or whatever. They're kind of like looking at me like, why are you doing that? Or why didn't you get that thing over there? Oh, they had a chili cook-off the other day. Oh, my God. They had a chili cook-off. And, oh, my God. Bless her heart. There's one woman in the office who doesn't eat meat also. And so she made a vegetarian chili for the both of us.
Cute.
Which was so damn cute.
That is cute.
But I just got a bowl of hers and no one else's. And everyone looked offended that I didn't take theirs. And I'm like, well, it's just, I'm nothing against you. It's just I'm not going to eat it.
Yeah.
And it was just the looks you get of like... Oh, you're one of those.
Yeah.
Like,
people get very, very defensive. Like, when I first started talking about being vegetarian, that's, like, everybody's first reaction is like, well, I'm still going to eat steak.
Okay,
go for it. And I feel like the irony of me being vegetarian is that oh my god, I suddenly have these, like, weird hiccup burp things. The irony of me being vegetarian is that my family is, like, a farming family and raise cattle and, like, and I still actually do find this funny. And this, like, I don't want to, this, okay, this might be fairly controversial. I respect the people who are doing this for, like, the animal cruelty thing. And I feel like at this point in my life, I'm still choosing to turn a blind eye to the animal cruelty side of the meat industry. I'm just doing it for, like, environmental reasons. And maybe that's partly because we've raised cattle and I know how we treat our cattle, so I feel like it's okay. I realize that that's not the case everywhere, but where the fuck was I going with this? Damn it. It was gonna be like a valid point. I don't know. The end. All right. What were we just talking about?
People getting up in arms.
People getting upset.
Not caring about the animals.
They're gonna eat their steak. I don't know. It was all going to tie together nicely in a neat little bow, but it's gone.
I almost wonder, though, if it's like a... And I'm not trying to protect people, but I'm just trying to rationalize it. Of, like, when they hear that you don't eat meat, they automatically assume you're going to be one of those hardcore, like, activists for animal rights. And so you're going to, like, start judging them. Like, if you were to wear a Black Lives Matter shirt and people are automatically like, oh, well, you know, blah, blah, I'm not a racist. And just, like...
I have a black friend.
Just getting crazy. And, like, so they just automatically go on the defense. Because if you choose to, like, represent that or that lifestyle, then obviously you're going to, like, shame on you for you not doing the same thing I'm doing. Which, I don't care, dude. Like...
Yeah... I think that's definitely why, because I think you see it a lot, especially online, where, like, somebody will post something completely fucking unrelated to, like, vegetarian or, like, I was on, I was reading through some comments. I'm one of those people who loves to read the comments on things, even though I know it's going to be a dumpster fire. I do it anyway. I was on Facebook and I scrolled past, like, a makeup brand had posted an advertisement for, like, brow gel or something, and I was reading the comments because there were some, like, angry face reactions on it, and I was like, who the fuck is mad about brow gel? Like, do we not have anything better to do? And then I got sucked in and started reading the comments, and sure enough, there was somebody who was like, well, like, I'm vegan, and this company... So, and I'm actually, like, fairly involved in this topic, that a lot of brands here in the States are going to cruelty-free, but the big name brands, like drugstore brands like Maybelline or L'Oreal or whoever, they can't be 100% cruelty-free as long as they are selling their products in China, because China has, like, government laws that mandate animal testing on cosmetic products. So as long as a company is selling products in China, they cannot claim that they're 100% cruelty-free. So that was this person's argument. But, like, nowhere did the brand ever claim that they were cruelty-free, and, like, nobody asked about, like, how this affects animals. This vegan just came, like, barreling in and was like, oh, the bunnies! And we're like, what? I just want my brow hairs to stay in place. Like, Jesus. So, yeah, I think that's definitely wise, because I feel like a lot of times people get attacked on completely random forums by, like, the crazy vegans and vegetarians.
I didn't know that about the makeup.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, to be fair to the crazies, oh, maybe start calling crazies, but I'm going to keep saying it anyways, to the crazies out there.
Call them the extremists. That sounds nicer.
The extremists, that is much nicer. I mean, it's all about what you're passionate about, and so if you're super passionate about that, okay, I prioritize some other things over that, but, you know, if that's what you're super passionate about, then I understand you fucking go for it.
Yeah.
I remember
my point that I lost. Finish yours first, though.
No, you go, or it'll never come back.
That's true. So what I was saying is, we have cattle, and I've always thought it was funny, and still to this day, even being nearly 2 years vegetarian, I still think it's funny that we have these, we call them cubes, different farmers, like, call them different things, but it comes in, like, a dog food. It's basically dog food for cattle. I mean, like, most of the time we feed them hay, but cubes have, like, just extra nutrients and minerals and stuff that they need. And it's like a fun little treat for them. But it's so horrible. On the bag, it literally says, a steak in the future.
That's horrible.
That's so horrible. It's so fucked up. And, like, it makes me laugh. And it's not supposed to. But, like, these farmers are out here with, like, just ruthless fucking savages. A steak in the future. Here, eat your cubes so that we can send you off to the slaughterhouse.
God. Cows can't read.
I know. Oh, it's so bad. Anyway, okay, now that I've made my point and made myself sound like a huge asshole. Good. My vegetarian card gets taken away.
Yeah?
My vegetarian card is going to get taken away.
Pretty much. Have you ever seen Scott Pilgrim?
No.
Damn it. Never mind. All right. There's, like, a part where... Do you know the, like, what the movie's about?
No.
Oh my god.
Sorry.
Never mind.
Is that Jesse Eisenberg? Is that who's in it?
Who?
Okay. Jesse Eisenberg?
Jesse Eisman?
Eisenberg?
Eisenberg.
I don't think it is. I think I'm thinking of a different movie. Let me Google it.
Okay. The main character is a dude in Superbad.
Guess what, friends? My computer froze again. So Tiffany is going to try to finish her thought, but we don't know where we were.
So I was telling you about Scott Pilgrim.
Yes.
So Scott Pilgrim is about this dude who has to fight all of this girl he likes, her exes, and, like, to, like, a battle. And so it'll always say, like, versus, whatever. Anyways, one of her exes is a vegan, and it gives him, like, superpowers.
That's awesome.
And he, like, can float and do awesome shit. But then the vegan police show up, because apparently he had, Well, Scott tricked him and gave him a coffee with soy milk in it. Not soy milk. That wouldn't have counted. Some milk in it. Regular milk. And the vegan police show up and are like, hey, that's three strikes for you. And because the first one, he didn't know what he had. And it actually had dairy in it. And the second one, he was like, oh, is frozen yogurt not vegan? And the vegan police are like, no, it's dairy, bitch, or something like that. And, so, and they just try to take all his powers away from him. It's pretty funny. But anyways, no, I was going to say, though, about, like, vegan, it's actually interesting what it means to other people, because to call yourself a true vegan to some means that not just the eating, but also, like, the products you buy.
Mm. Yeah.
And, like, your clothes and all that stuff has to be, like, vegan as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just think that's, like, really interesting, and I don't think I could ever achieve that level of, like, I don't know. But, yeah, I just think, cause, so, yeah, the word itself and, like, being able to call yourself that, oh, my gosh, means so much to different people.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I guess technically as a vegetarian, I'm not supposed to be, like, buying leather products. And, like, I don't know, like, as a vegan, do you avoid honey, too?
So, and there's a big debate about that.
Yeah.
Yes, and, well, I don't, fuck no, I like honey. But when I was first, like, starting out, and I was, like, trying to go just completely straight and narrow before I realized the whole clothing and everything, there's that whole thing about, you know, no, the honey is bad, and blah, 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 and you shouldn't be having that either, and I'm like, alright, that's where I'm gonna go ahead and start drawing my line. But no, yeah, I still consume.
Yeah.
Honey.
Yeah, I mean, I'm too poor to buy anything that's, like, real leather, so I guess it's sort of a moot point, but I found this boot company that I really, they have this pair of boots. So, like, I'm on the hunt for, like, the perfect little, like, booty heel that I can wear pretty much every day at work, and it will match, like, whatever I'm wearing. And I found this company that has, like, the perfect boot, but they're made out of real leather. Therefore, they're very expensive, so it's not like I'm buying these anytime soon. But, yeah, that's been, like, a constant debate in my mind is, like, do I buy them? I mean, technically, as a vegetarian, I'm not supposed to. But I still eat, like, marshmallows and stuff, too. I feel like my version of vegetarian is I just try to not blatantly eat meat, but that doesn't necessarily mean that I've cut out all animal products, which I guess that's more of a vegan thing than vegetarian, but I know a lot of vegetarians don't eat, like, marshmallows or any type of, like, gelatin products, but I still eat those.
I like to pretend that I don't know what marshmallows and gelatin are made out of. I like to just keep pretending like I don't know.
Yep.
And I just tricked myself again, because when you said that, I made a face like, why? And I was like, oh, nope, tuck it back away. Because yeah. I don't like to think about it, because it's so terrible.
File it away. It is disgusting. But,
yeah, I feel like this whole episode is turning into us like, yeah, we call ourselves these things, but this
but
and
we're
this,
not very good
this,
at it.
And this, and we suck, and yes.
We're just fucking imposters.
I haven't read the book, but I feel like this is what, like, that book Bad Feminist is about. Like, Roxane Gay of, like, yeah, I'm a feminist, but I listen to rap music, and I like the trap, and I like the
yeah
twerk and whatever, but...
like, I know what I'm supposed to do, but I'm just not doing it.
Speaking of twerking, have you seen this whole thing about Cardi B?
I am scared to research it. I've seen people posting about it, but I don't actually know what they're talking about because I fucking love her so much and I don't want to ruin it.
Mm.
Which
incredibly...
is, that's not how life works, but still.
Yeah, I'm incredibly torn by it.
What's happening?
So, there is something, like, resurfaced, either a video or something, of her saying that she used to, or, like, the video said, like, at that point, that she would, like, essentially tell men, yeah, we're gonna have sex, whatever, and, like, take them back to a hotel room and drug them and rob them.
Oh, no.
So, I don't know.
Oh, no. The one video that I saw, I mean, I've seen people, like, tweeting about it, but Twitter doesn't give much context, so it was easy enough to ignore that. But then one of my, like, favorite kind of, like, small-name comedian social media people posted a video about it on Instagram, and generally his followers are very, like, chill people, like, there's never fights in the comments, whatever, and, like, all of the top comments were, like, bro, take this down, like, you're making yourself look like an idiot, like, no, this isn't what happened, you know, like, just delete this, because this is ridiculous, whatever, And so I'm kind of like, oh no. Oh no.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on, like, when something like this happens, do you completely boycott the artist? I know that we've talked about the R. Kelly thing and that neither of us listen to R. Kelly anymore, but, like, if one of his songs were to come on, like, at the club, would you, like, straight up leave the dance floor?
Yeah, probably. I'd probably go get a drink.
What about,
like, and all right, this is my time to go somewhere else.
See, I feel like I can do it for literally all of them except for Ignition Remix.
Nope.
That song makes me want to fucking turn up, and I'm so sad.
Have you seen the documentary?
No, I'm scared to watch it.
Okay. I feel like watching it really just solidifies things for me. Mm. Because, I mean, like, I have... This is so tough. On the inside of my closet door, I have a Space Jam poster.
Hell yeah.
And he wrote the, like, main song that I Believe I Can Fly. Yeah. And so I almost considered taking it down, but I was like, it's not Michael Jordan's fault that he's a fucking pedophile. So, like, all those songs are just ruined for me now. Mm. Just, I mean, because, and so many of them have, it's honestly right there in our face.
Yeah, and maybe that's the difference, because I haven't seen it, I don't hear those, like, nuances in the songs, I just hear the song.
Yeah. And so it's just like a, well, I'm done here.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, but...
Well, and, like, have you watched the Michael Jackson one yet?
Ah, that's one I'm avoiding.
Yeah, I'm, like, adamantly avoiding it, because I love Michael Jackson, and I don't want... Yep. And so, like, I don't know, I still have not quite, and maybe I haven't solidified my opinion on this yet, just because... I don't want to make a decision on whether or not I should be boycotting these people. But, like, and not, like, in a defensive way. What do we think we're accomplishing? Or, like, what's the point of boycotting these people? Is it just, like, a personal thing for you? Or do you feel like you're making an impact on, like, their sales and stuff by not listening to their music?
I don't think it has to do anything with the sales. Because, I mean, at what point now am I buying any of R. Kelly's stuff? Even when I didn't know all this stuff, I'm not really putting any money towards him anyways. It's just I don't support you, honestly. It even takes a lot for me to listen to Chris Brown.
That one maybe brings it a little closer to home than the other ones, because I do, and I think, but I still have that go back and forth though, where it's like, I fucking hate Chris Brown as a human. I think he's garbage, and I hesitate every time one of his songs comes on. But he's still putting out some fucking bangers, though.
I mean...
Bangers? Is that... Maybe different terminology here.
Maybe something different. I mean, there's definitely... That's what I keep saying all the time, especially around R. Kelly, is the whole, can you separate the artist from the person? And that's... I mean, that's for, you know, each person to decide.
Yeah.
I can't, because they're the ones making the music. So, to me, it's just like, nah, I'm good. But...
I run into this a lot with Kanye as well, because I think Kanye is a fucking garbage human. I cannot stand him, but I think he's a musical genius.
Yeah. With him, I think after his mother died, he lost his fucking mind.
Yeah.
But he has said some terrible things, but he is not, that I know of, he has not actually done any terrible things.
Yeah, that's true.
So for him, I kind of go back and forth of like, okay, I like this old song, you know, whatever, and I'll listen to it. But the second I find out he's done something completely shit, like actually follow through and done something, I think I'm probably going to tap out.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. But, and this, I mean, oh gosh. This is kind of how I feel about, I always say his name wrong, but I love him so much. Nah, well, I'm, whatever. Aziz Ansari.
Oh, God, yes.
I don't know.
That one, though, oof. Bad feminist moment. I actually don't really feel like he was that much in the wrong. And granted, I don't know what happened. I have no idea. And I would never victim blame or, like, shame her for coming forward or anything like that. But I don't know. The way that it was presented, like, the original article that was written kind of sounds like he was expected to read signs that weren't even there. Like, he was being expected to read her mind, which is unfair. But then it also loops around to, if it's not a hell yes, it's a no. So I don't know. It's it's kind of a toss up, but yeah, no. In that situation, I don't feel guilty at all about continuing to support him.
Yep.
Yeah. This might be the first controversial opinion that gets people riled up on the podcast.
Perhaps. Yep. It has nothing to do with food.
It does not.
Has zero things to do about food, but I have one episode left of the R. Kelly one. I need to finish it, but it just scared me so much that I had to stop watching it.
What's it on? Is it on Netflix?
Yeah. Hulu.
Okay. I know that I need to like watch it, and I need to watch the Michael Jackson one. I don't know. The R. Kelly one I could probably do, because it's not like I'm a massive R. Kelly fan. But Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
But it's interesting. Go ahead. Go ahead.
All right. I just find it interesting because then I think about, like, Bill Cosby.
Mm.
And I love the Cosby Show. But once I found all this shit, I was immediately done with him.
Yeah.
And yet, Michael Jackson. I don't...
Yeah, like, why? It's interesting, like, where we all draw our personal lines, because, like, when I watch, and this is, like, so, okay, well, it's not totally non-consequential, because, non-consequential, is that the right word? Yeah, I guess so. It's not quite on the caliber of, like, assault or anything like that, but, like, the documentaries on Netflix and Hulu about the Fyre Festival was the Fyre Festival, where they, like, brought all the, it was like that super exclusive like music festival that was supposed to be like on a private island, and then like it completely fell through, and like the guy has like gone to jail for fraud, and like all the like people came and people were stranded like on the island. So at the time people were kind of making fun of it because it was this like super exclusive event that only like the richest trust fund babies could afford to go to. And so at the time people were like, oh yeah, all those poor rich kids stuck on their private island, that must be so terrible. But then you watch the documentaries and like it actually was pretty fucking terrible. They were literally stuck on a tropical island with like hardly any food and water and like nowhere to sleep, and they couldn't get them back off the island, whatever. Anyway, but that whole Fyre Festival was like in part, like 50-50 was Ja Rule. So like 50% of it was this guy Billy who just like sucks. He's some millennial who was just like swindling everyone. But then the other half was Ja Rule. And like there's footage of him in the documentary like encouraging people to like push through this festival, even though they knew that it was going to be a disaster and that they didn't have any infrastructure in place. They still allowed the festival to go through. And I was like instantly turned off to Ja Rule. Not that I'm like a huge Ja Rule fan anyway, but
really though, I mean, like, when's the last time I heard the name Ja Rule?
Yeah, exactly. But he was trying to be relevant, I think, is probably why he was pushing it so hard. It was just kind of one of those like was instantly turned off of Ja Rule kind of situation. So why is it, and maybe that's why, because I don't really care about Ja Rule, so it doesn't affect me to cut off his music. But yeah, I don't know. People are fascinating.
Does he even still make music?
I don't think so. And if he does, no one cares.
Yep. Well, all right. So, now taking back a hard left turn.
Yep.
So, how did we even get to that?
You know, I have no. Oh, because we were talking about, like, at what point do vegans and vegetarians draw the line of, like, where they stop buying animal products. Like, do I stop, as a makeup junkie, do I stop supporting brands like Maybelline and L'Oreal who still animal test in China because they legally have to? Like, do I boycott that? Do I boycott leather boots? Like, the answer is probably supposed to be yes, but I don't.
Yes, and then twerking. That feminist.
Cardi B, yeah.
Cardi
yeah.
B, there it is.
Right. Yep.
Okay. So, yes. So, I had another way I wanted to go off of this topic, and I just forgot it.
It's just a fucking struggle. Today is not a good day.
It's not. But we're here.
We did it. We're here. Kind of.
And we're crawling through it.
My computer died. Of course it did. Like, froze in the middle.
Right now life, again?
No. Like, in the middle of this episode. When life knocks you down, just fucking stay down.
Pretty much.
Sorry, I cut you off. What were you saying?
No, you're fine. Something I do appreciate, though, is, like, there's a lot of very, like, chain restaurants now that are trying to include, like, vegan options. Because now, I mean, it's still not great, but I think there's a lot of places doing a lot better with, like, vegetarian options. But now they're trying to be even a little bit more inclusive of vegan options. Like, Taco Bell, cutest shit, put out an article of, like, you know, we were trying the hardest to, like, appease all of our fans who are vegetarians, but we realized we weren't doing much for our vegan fans. So here's what you can find on our menu, or what you can say to order. That's a vegan, like, that can fit your, blah, blah, yeah. And I just, like, I love things like that.
Yeah.
And it's just so nice and, like, versus that mentality of, like, well, don't eat here then, or figure it out.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah, and I feel like that's, it's also cool to hear that, one, because they're just being more inclusive for people that have special dietary needs, but, two, it also kind of proves that, and I guess maybe now I do sound like an extremist, it proves that, like, what we're doing is making an impact. Like, there are really, statistically speaking, there are not that many vegetarians and vegans in the world. Like, I think it's only, like, 8% of people or something like that. Like, it's pretty, like, low numbers. Somebody's, oh my god. No! Rishi. Sorry, my phone's ringing. But anyway, so it's cool to think that such a small percentage of the population is actually, like, affecting change in the world. Because those things wouldn't be happening if it wasn't a direct result of, like, supply and demand.
So, this was... Hold on.
You're looking up statistics?
Yep. So this, someone posted this in 2017, but it says veganism is rapidly growing movement from just a few million in the early 90s to around 550 to 950 million worldwide, not United States. The search for the term veganism has gone up 550% according to Google, and veganism in the UK has risen over 300% in the last 5 years. It says in the United States is 3.3%.
Oh, God.
That's hilarious to
me. That's so low.
That's so bad.
It's, I wish that, so that's a pretty, like, small number of people, and yet people have, like, so the other 97% of the population has such a negative perception of it. So, like, how are that few number of people causing such a negative perception? Because if you, like, sit down with somebody and you really take out the, like, extremist part of it, and you take out, like, the shaming and all that kind of stuff, and you sit down with somebody and you actually have a conversation about why you're doing this and, like, what kind of effect it can have on the environment, it actually makes a lot of fucking sense. Like, being vegan specifically, or even vegetarian, is helpful as well, is one of the best things you can do for the environment. Like, this whole, like, straw movement, like, you know, nobody wants to use straws anymore. That's great. And everybody, like, applauds you for not using a straw. But then people, like, ignore the fact that one of the, like, most harmful things to our oceans right now is the commercial fishing industry. But people are continuing to eat fish. And I guess maybe now I am crossing into, like, extremist territory and people are going to start tuning that out. But so what? I don't know. It's just interesting to me that it's such a tiny, tiny percentage of people. But if you get down to the root of it, it's actually a pretty fucking good cause. Like, we're not the crazies that everybody thinks we are.
I'm actually doing such a terrible job with the whole straw thing. Oh, God. I just know some places don't wash the dishes very well. And so I just think about all the other lips I'm wrapping my lips around. And it freaks me out. And I know I can just buy those straws that you can, like, carry around with you.
Yeah.
And actually, Taylor has them, and they look pretty cool. I just have to keep up with it. I just need to actually buy them. And I feel like that would help. But for the time being that I haven't bought them, I try so hard. Because so many places now, they don't even offer it. They just wait until you ask them for it.
Yeah.
Which is cool. But there's so many times that I'm like, can I go ahead and get that straw? Because you don't look like a reputable place. I'm
sorry. Yeah, I mean, I have reusable straws. I have stainless steel ones. And I carried one in my wallet for, like, the longest time. And I would, like, mostly remember to use it. Granted, it was a 4-pack, but I left one at a restaurant once. And for some reason, it's similar to, like, my Duolingo streak. Where, like, for some reason, I left one at a restaurant, and, like, that was the end of that. And I don't, like, go out of my way to use straws, but, like, I have three more fucking reusable straws literally in my kitchen, but I haven't put another one in my wallet, and I don't know why. But for what it's worth, you don't need to feel too guilty, because there's actually been research that came out that said, like, refusing straw, like, the straw thing actually is really not doing much for the environment. What it is doing is just raising awareness, so that's good, but the actual, like, physical impact of straws on the environment is really not that big.
Yeah, I saw this graphic, or I guess I can call it a picture. Who am I? Jesus. of someone posted, and it was like showing this woman in the ocean, and she was like holding all these straws, but then there was all this other garbage in the ocean too.
Yeah.
And it said, there's more than just straws out there.
Yeah.
And so I was like, oh, yeah. Well, but it's one of those things of, like, yes, that's true, but also, once again, kind of like our eating, maybe just that small step in the right direction? I don't know.
Yeah, definitely. It's just getting yourself on that track and, like, starting to think in that mentality. But, yeah, to that effect, once again, it's the commercial fishing industry. Like, it's commercial fishing nets that are mostly gathering trash in the oceans, and like other trash is like sticking to the commercial fishing nets, but not many people are willing to cut out fish of their diet. It's just interesting. I'm starting to sound like a crazy, but
yeah, it's our podcast.
There comes a point where like you're delivering facts about vegetarian and veganism that like it's really not that crazy. It's just that people automatically tune it out because it's not what they want to hear. So, I don't know. Take it or leave it.
And it's our podcast, so bye.
Also that.
Bye if you wanna. Damn it. I should just start writing these down.
Yeah, I've just accepted this podcast is a mess.
My brain is mush.
Yeah.
What time are we at combined?
We need to talk for about 15 or 20 more minutes.
Okay. Something I will say though is, and it seems to be in more liberal states, have more options of different food, more vegan friendly or vegetarian friendly and gluten free and all that stuff. Because like Colorado, my God, almost any place and find something on the menu that's at least vegetarian and quite often vegan as well. And even the snacks there and stuff like that, like it's just really nice. I mean, versus here in Missouri, you don't find that very often. Yeah. Now, there's a few and it's kind of precious actually when you find them of like, hey, we got some tofu over here. Oh. And it's like, I like your effort. But it's just, you don't see it as much. I feel like there's a trend of the more liberal areas. But if we want to go ahead and stereotype the world, it seems like vegans tend to be more liberal. So vegans and vegetarians seem to be more liberal.
That's true. I definitely agree. I've definitely had an easier time being vegetarian here in Denver I haven't been vegetarian in the States very much, but like being vegetarian like in Kansas was like sometimes a struggle. I wish that in general the United States could catch up to specifically European countries. That's the only other continent I've ever traveled to, but Europe is so good. Almost every European country or city that I've visited is so good about labeling menus and like being able to work with you, and like, you know, like sometimes if you're at like a restaurant here and you order something and you ask them if they can, like, you know, oh, can I have the whatever but like hold the can I have the chicken Alfredo but hold the chicken because there was no option for just regular Alfredo on the menu, they look at you like,
the fuck, bitch? Fuck did you say? Like, I rarely encountered that in Europe. It was always kind of like, if I would ask for something like that, it would be like, oh, are you vegetarian? And then they, like, you know, make other recommendations, like other offers of like what they could do for you to accommodate that. And that rarely happens here.
Yeah. Like, I went to, what's the not good Applebee's? TGI Fridays. with my coworker and her son. And I wanted to get this really good salad, but it came with chicken. And I was like, hey, can I have this salad without the chicken? And the lady kind of looked at me and she was like, well, I mean, do you at least want it on the side? And I was like, I mean,
no.
And so I asked my coworker's son, I was like, do you want this chicken? And he was like, okay. And so I was like, okay, sure. But like, if I wasn't with them, it's a waste. No, I'm not going
to
eat it.
The whole point here is that I'm trying to like not even... It's a supply and demand thing. So, like, if I order this salad with no chicken and you still just give me the chicken on the side, then that still leaves, like, a hole so that you have to cook more chicken. Whereas, like, if you just don't give it to me, then you can give that chicken to somebody else. And that's one less serving of meat that you have, like, that has gone out the door that day.
Yes.
I feel like that's what people don't understand.
But on the flip side, I had a really good experience with Subway, which is rare sometimes. But... I ordered a veggie wrap, and so, I mean, that's what it is, just, like, a lot of veggies and stuff, and this one guy was making it, and sometimes they're stingy on the veggies, especially when that's all you're getting, because they almost look at you like, well, you should have got meat in here, but yep. One guy was making it, and we got to the end of the line, and I kind of just sometimes give up, I don't even ask for more veggies, I'm just like, whatever, I'll take what I get, and we got to the end of the line, and I was looking at the sandwich, and he just kind of kept staring down at it, too. And he looks up at me and goes, do you want some more, like, spinach or something? And I was like, yeah, that'd be great. He's like, okay. And just, like, fucking layered it on.
Cute.
And I was like, thank you. Like, it was just kind of sad for both of us. Like, yep. Well.
Yeah. Like,
I'll get some more here.
Sad little lettuce sandwich.
Yeah. Cutie, but, yeah.
There are some people who are, like, willing to just absolutely bend over backwards, but... Yeah, then there are definitely some people who are like, the fuck, this is America.
Yep.
You're like, okay, calm down.
Oh, no.
This might be a short episode.
Yep. Looking at the questions, so...
I feel like we can string it out for the next 12 minutes.
The questions?
Yeah.
Okay.
And if not, I think we went over last week, so it's just a little, yeah, it was balanced.
Just take some from that one.
And yeah. Okay. That's how that works, right?
Please keep listening to us. We won't suck this much all the time. Just, yeah. We need some off weeks sometimes, too.
Yeah, and maybe this is Maggie just trying to turn this into a philosophical moment as per usual, but I feel like this is also part of, like, the whole... point of this whole, like, redo is that we want to be keeping it real with people. So sorry, like, if I'm having a bad day, I'm not gonna get on the podcast and, like, be fake happy. Like, no, I had a rough day. My bank told me that I'm too poor to take out a loan and they don't trust me with money, so now I can't have a new car, and that makes me really sad. And I don't feel bad about being sad. The end.
I feel bad about how much you're hearing my breathing. And it's all I've been thinking about this whole time.
I don't hear it too bad this time, but...
That's good.
I'll let you know.
What has been the hardest / easiest part to get real with for you? And why?
Well, mostly... Actually, before I answer that, I'm just going to go off on a tangent about the podcast in general.
Oh, gosh.
The podcast has made me very aware of multiple things. One... how much I use vocal fry. Do you know what that is?
I was going to say something really stupid and cheesy, so I'm just going to go ahead and say no.
Okay. What were you going to say?
Like singing French fries. I'm delirious. Just tell me what it is.
They have a tiny microphone.
Yes. Doo-wop, doo-wop. That's all I'm just picturing.
Oh my God. Okay, so no. Vocal fry is when generally women do this like thing with their voice, and you hear it a lot with like the Kardashians, for example, or like the typical Valley Girl. It's that kind of like sound. I didn't realize how much I do that, and like I hear it in, like I hear it in my voice constantly. Like I do it all the fucking time, I guess is what I'm trying to say. I hear it in my voice constantly, and I can't stop, and it's driving me crazy. So I'm trying to like break that habit on the podcast. So that's one thing. Two, I'm also looking as I'm recording how many fucking sound waves I have. I don't know when to shut up, and I'm very bad about interrupting people and like cutting people off. And I don't mean to be like, I'm not trying to be an asshole. I just get really excited and like want to say my piece too, or like respond to what you said, or like make a joke or whatever. But there are a lot of sound waves from me on this episode, and I'm only making it worse right now. But so I just want everyone to know that I'm aware of those things, and I'm trying to fix them, and I'm sorry.
Two things. One, do I have this French fry voice?
Did you just say Juan?
Juan, yeah. Do I have this French fry voice? And also, two, who does that affect but me, of you interrupting? And I don't think you're interrupting. I think you're contributing.
Well, no. One, no, you do not have vocal fry. Two, I guess no one. It's just annoying. I mean, it makes me feel like an asshole. Like, when I'm editing the episodes back, I'm like, Jesus Christ, Maggie, you're a fucking dick. Like, she was in the middle of a sentence, and you just cut her off.
Oh. I don't think so.
Oh. Thanks.
I would tell you, mid-episode, you're being a dick. Let me talk
That's
now.
True. That's true. You would do that. But see, like that. Like, when you haven't even finished your sentence yet, and I'm already responding, like, I'm clipping off, like, the end of your words. And it's just disrespectful. And I'm trying to, like, not do that anymore.
My God. If you start waiting, like, a whole breath to speak after I speak, I'm gonna strangle you. Please.
And now flow, I can talk.
See, God, the flow we have is good. And then I think you're gone, too. So I'm like, oh, God, our computer froze again. It's over. We gotta start all over again.
Okay. But still, I'm trying to work on it. Because I think I also do it in real life. Because I found myself doing it the night that... I'm going to talk about this and what brings me joy. But there was a night that Dalton and Carlos were here and we hung out. And I was already aware of it because I'd been like editing the podcast, obviously, and stuff. But then I was also realizing how much I do it in real life. And for some reason, that night really sticks out that I kept cutting them off. And I think it's because there was just a lot of dialogue going back and forth really quickly. But I kept cutting people off, and it drives me crazy about myself. And now I can't stop hearing it, but I'm also not fixing it. So I don't know. Anyway, the hardest part to get real with. Honestly, well, two things. One, honestly, the hardest part to get real with is people's fucking reaction to being vegetarian. Like, not that I thought that I was, like, just gonna be, like, held as in high regard for being a vegetarian, because I know that not everybody cares, but... it's almost like the exact opposite. Like, you know, I was so excited to be like, guys, I'm vegetarian now. And people were like, oh, I'm still going to eat steak. And you're like, whoa, damn, calm down, Paul. Like, what? Okay. So that part's like kind of frustrating and annoying. But I feel like one of the hardest things for me to get real with is that I fucking respect the hell out of you for being vegan. And I wish that I could be vegan. And I probably could if I just tried. But I live on cheese and butter. And, like, I genuinely, people say this about, like, their fiancé. I cannot see a life without cheese and butter in my future. So, there's that. Maybe I should just try it for a week and see what happens, but... so I beat myself up about that, that I'm, like, not... Jesus, Maggie, you don't even have enough fucking self-control to be vegan.
I mean, you could try it, like, every other day. Don't have cheese. The butter part's actually pretty easy. Because really? Margarine.
Well, that's true, and that's not real dairy in the slightest.
Yep. So, that part's pretty easy. The cheese sometimes sucks, but there are some semi-decent fake cheeses that are pretty okay.
Have you ever tried making your own? With, like, I know I've seen a lot of people do, like, cashews and nutritional yeast.
Yep, I have not yet, because I can see it's going to be a bitch to do. Oh. But I have the ingredients to do it. I just haven't done it yet. I bought the nutritional yeast and stuff.
Have you used that on anything else?
Nope.
Oh.
Because most things I see it for is for cheese type stuff.
Yeah, yeah, like as a cheese replacement. So I'm curious. When you try it, let me know because, yeah, I'm just curious.
I'm thinking about doing a queso with it. I feel like that would be the best place to start.
Yeah.
And then go from there. But my biggest fear is I'm going to love it and then I'm going to have to always start fucking making it. God.
Yeah.
It's a... Yeah, I don't know. I like being lazy, but it gets really frustrating when I find things I really enjoy and after I make them. Like, that. Remember I used to always make my own ranch in Ireland?
Yeah.
Love it. It was the only way I could have it, but it was such a fucking hassle to keep making it.
Yeah.
But I would keep doing it because I love it, so whatever. Anyways, did you say your easiest also, or just your hardest?
Oh, am I supposed to do my easiest now?
Yeah.
Oh, I think the easiest part is, like, that I just wasn't much of a red meat eater before this anyway. When you do this, do you do what was the hardest and easiest part to get real with about literally this conversation or just life regarding the topic? Because I always do life regarding the topic.
Yeah.
Okay. So in that case, yes, the easiest part to get real with is that I was never much of a red meat eater anyway. So it's I don't even miss chicken. I don't miss meat. I just, the only times I eat it is like when there's no other option, but it's not because I'm like craving it. So that part's been really easy to get real with.
Yeah. I realize that, like, I think it's Sherry wants it. Sherry's my body. For those who don't know, I've named my body. I have three different names. I think I've said this all before, but just in case you're just now tuning in, I have Tavinia. That's the whole person. Sherry, that's the name of my body, and she's a bitch. And then there's Nikki, who is my persona when I'm drinking. Mm-hmm. All are very different people, but Sherry mm-hmm. is a complete asshole.
She's always an asshole.
And I have today, she's been a big, big bitch. Yeah. Big bitch with a capital C. And she, whenever
she... Why is there a C in it? Like, the C in the middle of the word bitch is capitalized?
No, think about it. You're a bitch with a capital C. I'm actually calling you a different word.
Oh, okay. I was like, I'm not getting it.
No, I am.
Okay. I'm picturing the word bitch written with a capital C and was like, huh.
With okay. a silent C in the front. A k-bitch.
A bitch. Okay, continue. I'm sorry.
No, I actually heard that on a Law & Order SVU episode once, and I was like, that's amazing, and I'm going to use that forever. And it perfectly describes Sherry. And so with her, I have to sometimes just give her what she wants or she'll make me vomit and I don't want to. So mentally, sometimes I don't really want the meat, but I have to do what she says. Anyways, my hardest part isn't even actually about the food. It's about the side tangent we went on. And it's just making me realize that I'm a bit of a coward.
Yeah. I mean, like, yeah for me, to... not yeah for you.
Yeah.
No, you know, yeah, you are.
I'm a coward when it comes to the whole Michael Jackson thing and how I would just like to choose to bury away and not even think about it. Because that would be easiest and because he makes up so much of my life and my growing up. Mm-hmm. And having to, like, think about it. So that's something that I think that was challenging for me in this conversation. Is knowing at some point I'm going to have to confront that and deal with it. And I think that Katie Couric walks on clouds. And I don't know why, but I do. And she actually shared something on her Instagram about the... What is it called? Finding Neverland?
Mm-hmm.
About it. And I was like, oh no. If Katie's talking about it, then we have to start dealing with it. So, I don't know. Easiest part, the rest of it, talking about this. I mean, at this point, it's kind of my, sometimes it's, you know, challenging to find, and it can cost a lot sometimes, which is so fucked up in this world, that to be healthy or to live an alternative lifestyle, it costs so much money.
Yep.
Assholes. So... but yeah, no, it's pretty easy for me to talk about. People always ask me why. I feel like I should have said one of the hardest parts is letting other people know that I'm not doing it for the animals, but honestly, I don't care. I'm not. So,
yeah.
Now you all know. Yeah.
Yeah.
How has it changed us?
For me, it's kind of just given me something to have a little bit of conviction about. Not that I don't have other things in my life that I have conviction about, and clearly I'm not too invested, considering I'm mostly a part-time vegetarian, but it's kind of nice to feel like I have, a cause to fight for. So I like that aspect.
Yeah. I kind of said before, when we first started doing the podcast and when we changed the format, that something I really enjoy about us having a podcast period is that this is a chance for me to work on speaking my mind and speaking what is important to me and other people hearing it. Because a lot of times I don't like to make waves with certain topics. And so I think just talking about this very brutally and honestly about the food, and knowing that other people who identify as like vegan or vegetarians listening to it, and that they may have judgments about it, and just be listening to the whole episode like, no, you're not any of those things, you're a trash person still, and knowing that they may have these comments and yet I'm still able to say it, I think it keeps moving me in that direction of it's okay to speak your mind. In fact, you should, because having an opinion is what you need in this world. And, yeah. So I think it's changed me in that it's moving me forward to this journey of open your damn mouth and say what you think. And if people don't like it, that sucks, but
yeah,
it's what you think.
Fair enough. So. Cool.
We did it.
We did it! What brought you joy this week?
Oh, yeah, brought you joy. It's honestly very hard for me to find anything that brought me joy this week. It's been a big, big struggle, and trying to keep it transparent. I, for the last couple weeks, have been just plummeting towards a super low mentally, and I hit it last night, right before all this bullshit happened with my stomach, and I'm going to start crying. No, I'm not. We're going to push past it. I guess a joy would be two things. One, I know that I have people that care. It's very hard in those times to know that I have people that care. But I was talking to someone already when it was happening, and they kind of just noticed something was out of place. And kind of kept talking me through it. And then also, I keep this, I call it a happy journal. I actually didn't come up with that myself. Someone else did when I was doing that whale watch that one summer. They told me about it. And it's just a book of, like, things that make me happy. And so it has, like, you know, inspirational quotes. It has pictures from my travels and just different little entries I may make in there and stuff like that. And so I went through that, and it at least helped me to go to sleep. So it was nice to have that and to have people that care. And it's a struggle. Every day is a struggle. And I feel like my stomach is fucking with me. Fuck you, Sherry. But I feel like I'm starting to come back up on the mountain out of the little, what do you call those things? Like valleys, I guess?
Valley,
yeah. So, that took a really depressing turn. But,
no.
There we are. You speak now.
Okay. My parents came this weekend, which was, let's back way up, because we haven't recorded for 2 weeks. And so in between there on St. Patrick's Day weekend, I was literally just like in my apartment, pantsless in my bed,
eating Ben and Jerry's straight out of the carton, like feeling so fucking sorry for myself that it's St. Patrick's Day, like the Saturday of St. Patrick's Day weekend, and like I don't have any friends and I'm not doing anything. And, you know, like a year ago I was in Ireland and like my life was so fucking epic, take a shot. And then I got a text from Dalton and Carlos, who were on the college friends episode. And they were like, hey, we're in town. Like, do you want to come out? And I was like, yeah. So I like put my ice cream back in the freezer and stopped fucking feeling sorry for myself and took a shower and we went out. And it was so fun. So that was a lot of joy. And then my parents came this weekend. And the reason they were coming is because our favorite Irish band called the High Kings were here in Denver. So my parents came and it was so much fun. We went to the concert, which was really good. And then we went out afterwards. Well, not like out, but we went to an Irish pub. And we were sitting there drinking and like the conversation kind of lulled and like there were sports on. So my dad was like zoned out watching sports and like mom was just kind of staring off into space. And like I couldn't stop yawning. So the waitress came up and I was like, yeah, I think we're ready for a tab. And my precious little mom was like, oh, wait, we're not taking shots? And I was like, what? What? Oh, okay. So my mom and I took a shot together and it was fun. So yeah, and then they like stayed with me in my tiny little apartment, which, and then, you know, of course, like they just do the parent things. Like I don't have air conditioning in my apartment and it's already like it's been in like in the 60s in Denver, but for some reason, my apartment has been getting so fucking hot, like almost 80 degrees. And like when I get home from work, it's so stuffy and I don't have air conditioning. So I just have to open the windows, but I'm on the first floor and like people can, like anybody could come in through my window. So I don't want to leave it open while I'm sleeping. And so my dad, of course, then like puttered around by my window and came up with the solution for how to keep my windows open at night. And, you know, just cute fucking parent stuff. And so my songs for the week are going to be, I can't pick one, so I'm going to pick a couple of my favorite High Kings songs and put them in the playlist. Specifically, one of them is called Oh Maggie, so of course that's going in there. Oh God, I know I've been talking for a long time, but the cutest thing in the entire world, and it was one of those moments where I feel like, not that we take our parents for granted, or I definitely do not, my mom is like my best friend, but they started playing the song Oh Maggie and she like immediately got out her phone and started recording. And then after the concert I said something about, you know, like Oh Maggie, and she was like, I record that song, my parents have seen them in concert many times, and she was like, I record that song every time they play it, even though I know the video is not going to be very good, it just makes me so happy. And like I just thought that was the cutest fucking thing, that my mom loves me so much that she records this song every time she sees them in concert because it has my name in it. And like, she doesn't send it to me. She's just like, probably just watching it back on her own time, thinking about, like, I don't know. I just thought that was the cutest thing in the entire world. So.
Man, God bless parents.
God bless parents.
For two reasons. One, they just love us so freaking much.
Yep.
And sometimes they're creeps with their love, but like it's just cute, and I'm just like, you,
yeah,
like, and you know that I'm trash and yet you keep loving me, and it's so exactly. Interesting.
Yep.
Because my mom has a picture, oh my God, a creepy woman, she has a picture of me when I was in Italy, of me eating a dinner or whatever, and I had someone take a picture of me like cheersing to the camera.
Yeah,
she said sometimes she just opens it up and pretends like I'm there, like she's there with me eating. Oh. With me.
Oh God.
I was like, what the hell, you creep.
Oh my God, that's so cute.
That's cute. And just like,
okay. It is creepy. Yeah. Like, okay. Creepy in a way that only moms can do.
Yes. Oh. And then also, it's always very like nerve-wracking, like when parents are coming to your place, because it's like, oh, yes. God, okay, you know what they're gonna see. But once they get there and like they've already seen that you did a terrible job of cleaning, like I love when they putter around and fix things and yes. Buy things. Like even when your parents were in Ireland and they took a look at our washer dryer, I was just like, God bless you. Like,
yep.
I love when parents show up. My parents, oh God, it's just the best. Yep. They show up and they're like, oh, this needs to be fixed and changed. Let's go do that now. I'm yep. Like, yes.
Yeah, we went to Home Depot and like bought things to like put yep. locks on my windows.
Oh, it's the fucking best. house.
Yeah, and this was a lot of pressure because my mom has seen my apartment, but my dad hasn't. And so I felt like a nesting mother before they got here. I was, like, you know, cleaning frantically and, like, straightening out the bedspread, even though it's, like, absolutely perfect and all this stuff. Because I'm like, oh, my God, it's the fr-. And, like, my apartment's still, like, a little bit broke down because I don't have very much furniture yet. So my mattress is still just, like, on the floor. And, like, I don't have any, aside from my desk chair and the chair at my dining room table, which is a joke of a dining room table. I don't have any furniture, like, nowhere for people to sit. So I was, like, so nervous for them to come. And then, you know, he comes in and he's like, well, this place is nice. And he plops down, like, in the dining room chair. And then he's, like, commenting on, you know, like, oh, is that the original molding, do you think? And blah, blah. I'm like, oh, God, do you like it? Are you proud of me?
Yeah.
Cute. Okay, so I think we've stretched it out far too long. So now we have another long episode. Sorry, friends.
Good job. We did it.
Good job. We did it.
Did you high-five yourself?
Yeah.
Nice.
I thought you were going to do it back, and then you didn't, so, and you still haven't.
Well, I'm holding the microphone with one hand, so.
Oh. Do you mean to do it twice, so that, like, the second one is yours?
There you go, yep. Ooh, and I did it in the air, and it, like, hit at the same time. That's awesome.
I appreciate your support.
Okay.
Okay, well, sorry.
Thanks for coming back.
Yeah, we love you, even if you don't really love us that much after this episode. Okay, bye.
Bye.